psalmist would join us in gracious praise. The Lord is my strength and my might. He's become my salvation. There are the glad songs of victory in the tents of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. I shall not die, but I shall live and recount the deeds of the Lord. For the Lord has punished me severely, but he did not give me over to death. Open to me the gates of righteousness, that I may enter through them and give thanks to the Lord. For this is the gate of the Lord. The righteous shall enter through it. I thank you that you have answered me and become my salvation. The stone that the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. But this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Pray with me. Engage in these moments by the work of your Spirit. Inspire our hearts to trust and believe. For Christ is risen. He's alive among us. Christ is risen indeed. Amen. This year has been one of the unique calendar moments. In the secular world, on February the 14th, Valentine's Day came. But for those who were Christians, it was also Ash Wednesday, the 40-day start of a period of preparation before Easter, a time in which we focus on death and we mark ourselves with ashes. And we remind ourselves of the separation that occurs when sin and death abound and Christ is not believed. And then this morning comes April Fool's Day. It's a great day when those who would it be in the life of the world simply pull pranks and jokes on one another. And yet God has the greatest, joyous prank of all. For death no longer has victory, and the grave no longer is filled, but Christ is alive, and that's no April Fool's joke. Elizabeth and I were serving together at Amelia United Methodist Church, and we were served by this most talented retired executive secretary named Mary Alice. Mary Alice was a stoic, hardworking, talented, gifted secretary. And one April Fool's Day, I arrived at work as normal, and I'm not sure if it was her idea, but today I'll make it. She said to me that Elizabeth's about 4.5 months pregnant with your son, Lucas, our last son. Don't you think it would be fun if we could find a nurse, and we'll call her and say, this is your OBGYN's office, and we've been reviewing some of your paperwork and your sonograms, and we've seen a shadow. We think you're carrying twins, but we'll confirm it with you when your next appointment occurs. Now, if it was my idea, I'd be in trouble, but it must have been hers. So it was brilliant. And I said to her, do you know a good nurse? And we did. We found Phyllis, who was a member of our congregation, and she's a retired nurse, and she could use all the lingo and language of a good medical nurse. And she called Elizabeth on the phone, delivered the message as was prompted by us, and Mary Alice and I stood and waited at the church. The phone rang at the church. Breathless on the other end of the line, Elizabeth said, I have to talk to David quickly. Mary Alice, without flinching, said, I'll have to look for him. Put the phone down on hold, and we both chuckled. We were dying. This is too good. Finally, after a poignant pause, I answered the phone. "Hi, love, Elizabeth, what do you need?" And again, breathless, she repeats the message that she'd received. Now, Mary Alice and I were listening to this, and inside of us, we were just shaking with laughter, trying to hold to that moment when she finally paused. And in chorus, we said, "April Fools!" There was a strange silence. Maybe much like the silence at the tomb when Mary looked in. It was this moment in which the news and the moment transferred from one of panic and fear to perhaps joyous relief. But there's another story, and that'll be for another day. And I'll tell you, she did get even with me. You will recognize, however, that we so often gather on this day not recognizing the message of salvation. The psalmist said, "This is the day the Lord made. Let's do what?" Oh, you are so somber. You don't know what that word means. We even read scripture passages like the one that Pastor Kathleen read about John, and there's Mary, and she looks in, and there are two angels sitting there. And all too often, we read it with those stoic words, "Who are you looking for? Why are you weeping?" Oh, get real, friends. Those are angels who know the good news message. They look at Mary, and they're laughing inside. "Why are you weeping?" is a joyful question. It's not one of sorrow and sadness. It is not hopeless despair. The angels already know what the choir's been singing. They've been rejoicing all morning. "This is the day the Lord has made. Let's rejoice and be glad in it." And then Jesus, even though Mary can't hear the laughter of the angels when they said, "Who are you looking for?" She turns and she thinks somehow the gardener is there. And in an exchange that makes absolutely only sense to one who comes to anoint a corpse, she wants to go and get him and take him away. And Mary is startled when the unknown man calls her by name. I pray this morning on this Easter Sunday that that resurrected Lord calls you by name, just as he did Mary. And when she heard the name, she knew it was her teacher, she knew it was the Lord, and she immediately professed with great thanksgiving. As Jesus said, "Go and tell my followers, I am not dead. I'm alive forevermore." Make this Easter possible because you hear the risen Lord call you by name. He knows who you are. He knows where you've been. If you've never accepted and professed him as Lord, pray the prayer today, "Lord Jesus, come into my life. Call me by name. Give me newness of life, new opportunity, new chances to go and spread the joyous news." For to the world, this news of resurrection is but folly. But Paul says, to those who believe, it is the power of the resurrection. It is the power of God. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Sing with me our closing hymn, "He Lives." And at the end of it, I want you, as you're able, to come forward and join the choir during this last hymn. Fill this altar with those who will sing the praise and we'll hear the hallelujah chorus as God rejoices, I am alive, I am not dead.